Warning: The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Shortest straw, that's what we got with President Obama. Boy, did we pull the shortest straw with him. So there's no war in Syria. Since the doofus failed so miserably, the whole world sees him for what he is. Conveniently, out of nowhere, there pops a deranged gunman on drugs, no doubt, who executes Christians. And right away, doofus, who was invisible on the Russian incursion into Syria, suddenly comes out and goes off on a tirade against guns. He could just as soon go off on a tirade against meds, psych meds, or on single-parent homes. I mean, the kid grew up without a father. You could say that did it. Of course, that isn't what did it. You understand it? Now, don't attack me now and write to the Single Parent Father Association. Single Parent Association. It's crazy. So let's start at the top. The president is the problem, not the solution, with regard to almost everything in the world. Where does he stick his nose into a gun debate when even the most radical Supreme Court justice in history, well, the second most, Kagan or Kogan, Colgate, whatever her name was, Lusa Colgert, when she said that the Second Amendment is established law. Remember when she was going through hearings, the commie that they found somewhere in Brooklyn? Kagan. And they grilled her on the Second Amendment. She said, the liberal, the Second Amendment is established law. So what is Obama hammering the Second Amendment for? Because he's a failure on every other amendment. He's squashed the First Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment. So now he's got one left, the Second Amendment. If he could, he'd eliminate the entire Bill of Rights. You know, I was thinking about it. You know, you can get crazy about this and make jokes about it. What can you joke about? What can you joke about this idiot? I looked him up. We did a little research because it said he came to Oregon from L.A. So I said, really, what was this thing in L.A.? Here we go. Chris Mercer formerly lived in L.A. and attended a school for teens with emotional disabilities. Uh-huh. Records show Harper Mercer lived in a ground floor apartment on Arlington Avenue in Torrance with his mother, Laurel Harper, from 2011 to 2013. The owner of the building said he did not know them and neighbors did not recall them. That's all. Lists of Daily Breeze graduates from 2009 showed Harper Mercer graduated from the Switzer Learning Center in Torrance. Switzer teaches students with learning disabilities and emotional issues. Records show they moved to Winchester, Oregon in 2013. All right, what can you make of that? Nothing. Nothing. Profile describes not religious but spiritual beliefs. And linked to a witch group. Yeah, a witch and Wiccan group. Witches are bad. Many of you listen to the show, witches, I know that, but that's a bad scene. You have no morals whatsoever. If you have no guideposts, you can do a thing like this. You understand what I'm saying to you? This is why when religion dies, a nation dies with it. Okay, what else do you want me to say to you? You know the hero who stopped him? An ex-Army veteran, 10 years in the Army? Ran at him with bare hands and stopped this piece of human trash? Yeah, he got shot, what, five? How many times? Four or five times and he didn't die? Well, he's got a heck of a life against him, ahead of him. Surgeries, may not walk again. So we researched the fact that his family set up a GoFundMe page. His name is Chris Mintz. He's the good guy. We're not talking about the Antichrist shooter who was a mixed-race, teetotaling Nazi. That's right. The shooter was a mixed-race, teetotaling Nazi. I'm sorry if I offend teetotalers, Nazis, but the fact of the matter is he was just like Hitler. He didn't use alcohol. He also looked like he was sexually frustrated, and I'm not going to joke about it. This is the second one in a row now of another loser on a college campus who's sexually frustrated, who starts shooting a school up. Which leads me to think, and not so comically, that maybe Obamacare ought to have a checkbox for government-funded sex workers. That for a dollar, you know, like a dollar you get one sent by Obama, in order if you feel like killing anyone, check this box and call 1-800-SEX-WORKER. and the government will send someone to take off your tension. I could see that happening under Obama. The hero was shot 5 times, and he has a GoFundMe page. Oh, it's here. Donate to Oregon shooting hero Chris Mintz. Please go to michaelsavage.com, and you'll see his Donate Now page. Maybe I can get you to go to my page by going to go to his page. But if you go to michaelsavage.com, I don't make any money off it. I'm not selling anything. You don't have to buy a book or a suitcase or a rug, a toupee, a mustache, a pipe, nothing. You don't have to buy a bong or a floor mat or a Bill O'Reilly loofah, nothing. Go to michaelsavage.com. The second box has a link to the hero, Chris Mintz, shooting survivor, who attacked the animal with his bare hands. So far, they've raised $123,000. This guy's going to need millions of dollars. So instead of buying a beer this weekend, you know, send them $10. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. Media war against Russia's airstrikes on ISIS aimed at ousting Russia from Middle East, says the Russian news agency TASS. I put it on my site as well. You know why I had to go to TASS news agency? It's gone from the media! For 2 days, your doofus president had nothing to say about the greatest disaster in his life. His complete and total embarrassment. And then conveniently a shooting occurs in Oregon, convenient for him, by the way. And he comes out on a tear against the Second Amendment. And the morons in the media drop the war. Neil Cavuto doesn't even know there's a war going on. No, they forgot already. All of the suits on Fox News are not covering the war anymore. The heels are back, clicking about the shooting. They brushed out the hair, put on the liner, glossed up the lips, and the war is over. Murdoch said the war is over. It's bad for the Democrats, a war. It's bad for the Democrats. It's bad for Hillary to show that the war is going on, and the moron in the White House not only started the war, but also looks like an idiot on the world stage. So now all we hear about is guns, guns, guns control. And of course you're going to call about it. I get it. I'm just going off on my own tirade. According to Russia Today, the Russian Air Force destroyed an ISIS command center and a training camp. You don't believe that, of course, because America's Izvestia says the Russians are only attacking positions of the good guys who are out to get rid of the bad guys. So you make it very simple for the American people. They can follow you. Assad bad. Those with tight dungarees and iPhones are good. Russia bad. America good. Obama a genius. Now, I hear that Kerry's going to get another first Nobel Prize because he gave Iran a nuclear weapon. That works. How does that work that you get a Nobel Prize for giving a terrorist state a nuclear weapon? Obama says Washington responsible for mass shootings. A visibly shaken president? He didn't look shaken. He looked psychotic to me. He wasn't shaken. He was enraged. It was false enrage. The fraud came out. The invisible man, the thin man came out, goes after guns, goes after Republicans, instead of going after meds, instead of going after the deranged policies of his own, which has caused millions of people to be displaced in the Middle East. God knows how many were killed because of this lunatic's policies. Amazing, huh? If I go on Washington Times one more time and get caught up with a pop-up, I'm going to break my computer. Can somebody tell the Washington Times to have a good site, but to get rid of those pop-ups? Everyone, no one can take this anymore. There are sites I cannot go on. The minute you get caught in the pop-ups, you're finished. You go to the LA Times, you have to subscribe. So I don't go to them. No, I will not subscribe. I can't take pop-ups. I don't have the time to knock out an ad. Gunmen had white supremacy and anti-religion leanings, sources say. That's as far as the liberal area Times will say. Gunmen had white supremacy and anti-religion leanings? No, it was anti-Christian leanings, morons. Obsessed with guns, here we go, and wore body armor and had extra ammo. Oh, that, you know what that is to a liberal when you say body armor and extra ammunition? You know what that does to a liberal on the Upper East Side of New York? If you were to stop a liberal on the streets of New York and just say, sir, what do you feel about body armor and extra ammunition? Can you imagine what they must go through? Just asking the question get you shot in New York. The tax squad will take you down. Anti-government white supremacy leanings. Unclear whether he carried the ammo during the shooting. The attack left 10 dead. Why did I have to say including MRSA? I have My feeling about him is he's less interesting to me than the dog crap I picked up this morning. That's what I think he is. He should have been flushed a long time ago. Mercer was obsessed with guns. Here we go, guns again. Let me see how many times the liberal area Times can say guns. Mercer was obsessed with guns, left behind an angry, hate-filled note. Was not authorized to discuss the investigation. The gunman who was killed in a... Again, the gun. They worked on the gun in the fourth paragraph. The gunman who was killed in a gunfight. Five times now. Gunman, gunfight. Instead of psycho who was killed in a psycho fight. Also like to discuss military history. Well, there it goes. They should ban Military History Magazine. And I think all military books should be turned over to the government and burned. Hanlon said to interview neighbors, I think, to learn more details about Mercer. Probably he was a loner, and he didn't talk to his neighbors. That's all. Didn't talk to his neighbors, a loner. None of the victims was named. Here's the word gun again. Sixth paragraph. Gunshot wounds to the abdomen and head. Four men and one was discharged. One had a gunshot wound to the foot. Latest attacks on gun control. Every paragraph now in the liberal area Times is gun. Gun control, guns, gun. Gun sale. Sixth paragraph. Person, gun sales. Letter to Dice and Biden after shooting at Newton County. White House failed to push for gun control. I just remember to think about how they can get our government to change the laws on guns. Obama said there is a gun for roughly every man, woman, and child in the U.S. How many guns surround him? How many guns protect a thin man? I hope and I pray that I don't have to come out again during my tenure as president. Sounds like a college teacher with tenure. Can we get rid of tenure on campuses and in the presidency? But based on my experience as president, I can't guarantee that because of guns, and that's terrible to say. That's the L.A. Times, which I call the liberal area Times. I'm not bashing L.A. I like L.A. I'm going to be down there a lot of the time soon. Vatican disputes Davis account of meeting, says Pope also met with gay ex-student. Again, the gays. Everything is gay. Every story. You have to. Everything about the Pope. Another story about a gay now. If I read about the Pope and Christian, I have to read about a gay met him. Vatican disputes Davis accounts. He meets with the woman who was persecuted by the gay community. If they could have, they would have burned her alive. So the Vatican did one good thing on the trip. They had Schmendrick meet with her. Now they said that they didn't meet with her. They almost met with her. He thought he saw her. They passed in the hallway. He thought that she was there. He had an image of her. It was by Skype. But the pontiff doesn't even use Skype. He doesn't quite know how to use it. But there was an image of Davis. That was the confusion, and we in the Vatican know for sure he never would have met with Davis. He only met with gay people because he's such a happy man. He only wanted to see gay people who were happy, and therefore he didn't want to meet a miserable woman who was thrown in jail for sticking up to her beliefs in Christianity. Here's another story. Why are we giving health care for illegal aliens? Well, already in California, which is bankrupt, despite what Jerry Brown says, the state is bust. Will nation follow California on health care for immigrants here illegally? Why don't you just expand it to Mexico? Why don't you have sign-up clinics in Mexico and get everyone in Mexico to have free health care? That'll make all of the gangsters in the health industry very rich. Obama dumped Arnie Duncan. This is an interesting story. He was the worst education secretary in my lifetime. Why did they get rid of this creep? I don't know. Arnie Duncan, who on Friday was reported to be stepping down as Secretary of Education in December, blah, blah, blah. Why did they get rid of him? Does anyone know why they dumped this guy? States had to agree to a teacher evaluation system based on measures such as student standardized test scores. Oh, in other words, Arnie Duncan, as bad as he was, wanted the kids to pass at least a test. So that's why Obama got rid of him. Oh. And Duncan wanted more charter schools, and Obama can't have that, because the charter schools are independently managed and exempt from some of the rules that govern traditional state schools. Duncan also promoted aggressive school turnarounds, which meant in many places replacing the entire staff at a school or closing a school with its union-represented workforce and replacing it with a charter school. So in other words, Arnie Duncan was not as bad as you would were led to believe, and Obama wanted to get rid of him because the unions wanted him out. And those who don't want the kids to know how to read, write, or add wanted him out. How do you like that? So I figured it out for you, but you're not interested in that. What a country we're living in. How can we live through another year with this man? The bottom line is, here it is, before I go to the break. I had to wake up today and say, is Obama as bad as I think he is? The answer is definitively worse. And I had to say, okay, why do I say he's worse than I think he is all these years? Because you have to check yourself every time you say it. You have to say, are you really overreacting because you're a conservative and you want to appeal to your audience? Is he that bad or worse? Are you doing it because of race? Well, you have to do it. We give this guy triple and quadruple benefits of the doubt. And every day he doesn't disappoint us. He's far worse than we imagined. Well, that's my opening. I hope you liked it. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Your Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust for tangible assets, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. Savage Nation, so the thin man who's hiding from his colossal, catastrophic affairs in the Middle East suddenly pops back up after this tragic shooting in Oregon and attacks the Second Amendment. Moses, make it quick. Line 8, fire away. Make it quick. Go ahead.
Mr. Savage, you're completely wrong. There are way too many guns in the United States. We've been dealing with this issue for way too long. Nobody wants to take any action. And I got to let you...
Let me ask you something. Do you have any affinity with Israel in any way? Your name is Moses. I would assume you travel to Israel occasionally.
Absolutely, yes.
Oh, you do go to Israel. And what do you do when you're in Israel? You're a yeshiva student?
No, I'm completely secular.
You're secular. And who protects you in Israel when you're there from the Palestinian murderers and bombers?
The Israeli army.
Okay. And what do they use to protect you, Moses? A Torah?
Well,
All right, end the story. You lost the chess game. Now take a walk. They protect you with guns, you moron, you! Use common sense! Use common sense. It's missing in America. That's the problem. There's a lack of common sense in the United States of America. A fish rots from the head down. And boy, is the head of this fish rotten. I need some...
Join the Savage Nation. Call now. 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Can you imagine the country I grew up in? There were no unknown people in the White House. There were no traitors in Congress. If they were, they were rooted out by McCarthy and the others. They found them out, and they ridiculed them and put them in prison. The spies were found. So Elvis Presley was king. I mean, it was unbelievable what a world. Dwight D. Eisenhower was president when I was a kid, a war hero, as opposed to this one. Can you imagine Dwight D. Eisenhower, what he'd be doing right now in the world with Russia, with Syria? God. So the gunman who killed 9 people served in the army for a month before being thrown out. That just came out. Oh, yeah. There's a little bit more you haven't heard of yet. The gunman who killed 9 people at the Oregon College served in the army for a month in 08 before being discharged for failing to meet administrative standards. Military records showed. Okay. CNN citing law enforcement sources said the animal, the human turd, had left behind writings that showed animosity toward black people. Wow. How is that possible? His mother was black. What is this? Another self-hater here? See, this is the problem. You have to analyze this from a psychiatric point of view. And I'm not going to go into this. 5 pistols and a rifle, hate-filled individual, anti-religion. It's not anti-religion, it's anti-Christian. See, right away the news says anti-religion. He didn't say anything against Muslims. Didn't say anything against Hindus or Buddhists or Jews. He was anti-Christian. He didn't have people stand up and say, I'm a Buddhist, and shoot them. Now look at the teacher he shot in the head that he started with. He picked out Christian students for killing. He said, good, because you're a Christian, you're going to see God in just a second, said Stacy Boylan, the father of one injured woman, and then he shot and killed him. That's sickening. First he shot a professor at point-blank range. What's his name? Was that Mr. Shapiro? Nice guy from New York. Listen to this. I could put the story together in a second. This guy must have left New York years ago, the professor, for a quiet life in the boondocks of Oregon. He's teaching a little literature class there, no pressure on him. He likes fly fishing, and this happens. This is unbelievable. He leaves the mean streets of New York, gets shot in the head in the boondocks of Oregon. Who are the police officers who killed this piece of turd? The killer. died after... I always think about the police have the nerve to go in and get into a shootout, and you put them down, you animal, you. You put down police because Eric Holder put in your brains that the police are no good? Who else shot this guy? The anti-gunners would have gone in there? Anyway, look, that's the whole story. This is sickening. 9 killed, 7 wounded. Timbertown, former Timbertown, 180 miles south of Portland. Little junior college there, nothing. Mercer lived in an apartment nearby. Winchester. Number of firearms. A neighbor told the AP that Mercer, quote, seemed really unfriendly, would sit by himself in the dark in the balcony with this little light. What kind of stupidity is that? I sit by myself in the dark at night after a show. What do you want me to do, go to a party? What is that? What do you mean real unfriendly? What, are you going to talk to an idiot in the street? I happen to believe Trump is right about it. He says, show the average person no respect because they're not worth it. Trump is known to have said that when he was younger. I agree with him 100%. Why should be friendly to morons that burn smoke all night and ride bicycles? That's all they do. Why don't you just respect everybody? For what reason? He seemed unfriendly and would sit by himself in the dark in the balcony with his little light. I mean, if someone could see me at night, they'd say, he sits by himself in the dark with his dog and watches television. Who am I hurting, though? What, you don't sit by yourself and watch a TV show at night with a little light on? Everyone does. Well, unless they're out, partying or something. What else do you do at night? Go to AA meetings? Oregon gunman targeted Christians. All right, look. I'm trying to lighten it up a bit with a little absurdity here. Mercer previously lived in the Los Angeles area of Torrance with his mother. Neighbors there recalled him as uncommunicative. His father, Ian Mercer, that said that it's been a devastating day for him and his family, blah, blah, blah. What do you mean for him? When we have sympathy for the devil now? Oh, the stepsister had something to say. She said he was selfless and a good person. Next we'll hear he was going to go to medical school. That he was on. He was going to become a brain surgeon. But because of the racist society, because they mistreated mixed race people in this cracker town of Oregon, resentment built. No, that'll come tomorrow from CNN. Or what's his name, Anderson Cooper. Is he out there yet with the Bush jacket? There's no war, by the way. The war ended. The day this happened, the war ended. There's no war in the Middle East. Russia stopped bombing. Russia went home. The Free Syrian Army congratulated the Russians. They had a vodka together. They all said thank you very much, and they went home because that was it. It was over. The minute the news media stopped covering the war, it was over. What a nation I'm living in. Flurry of mass killing, mass shootings. Not counting Thursday's incident, 293 mass shootings have been reported this year, according to the Mass Shooting Tracker website, a crowdsourced database kept by anti-gun activists that logs events in which four or more people are shot. I would like to start a website called the Med Tracker website. And every time there's an act of violence, I'd like to see if they're on medication. This violence should be fueling anti-medication control in the United States. Because that's not protected by any amendment. It's pushed by the evil doers in the drug industry. All right, whatever. Let's go to the callers. Lenny on WSBA PA and WSBA in Pennsylvania. What's on your mind, Lenny?
Dr. Savage, my question is to you and to all the wonderful liberals listening to in the audience today. Who is responsible for this existential wasteland that has come to define the social landscape in America? I mean,
well, I know the word existential is very popular right now. And I know what it means because I read Sartre when I was a teenager. But what do you mean by the word existential?
I mean death nihilistic. I mean, you can take existential and equal it to nihilism / death. And when you look at the fact that you have an entire generation of people that have been schooled in militant neo-Darwinism, that have been schooled in a nihilistic film system, I mean a nihilistic media, with no right and wrong whatsoever. I mean, you have an anti-theistic public school system, and I'm not saying we need to teach Bible school.
Well, all right, no, you're making a good point. In other words, when I was a kid, I'll go back to my childhood. In every school in America, there were the Ten Commandments. until the vermin said that it's a violation of the separation of church and state. Now, who would argue that the Ten Commandments are bad, other than sickos like this animal, this turd who did this shooting? In other words, if I was bored in a classroom and my mind would wander, they'd wander up to the a part of the schoolroom and would say, thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not do this, you shouldn't lie, you shouldn't, you know, covet your neighbor's mule or whatever it was.
But, you know, you can dovetail this directly into your monologue, and up until now, you were talking...
Who would covet a neighbor's mule, by the way? I'm thinking about that. The ancient Israelites coveted each other's mules?
The idiots who are running our country right now, they are... I mean, look at the prep school diplomats that are running our country right now.
No, actually, the Hebrew word is not mule. I can't say the word it is in Hebrew. I'm trying to, like, be comedic here, but... It says you shall not covet your neighbors, and it's not mule. You know what it is, right?
Yes.
But it really wasn't about an animal, I think. I think that's what the Bible meant. It wasn't about mules or donkeys. Look, I'm trying to be absurd here, because what are we going to make? Heads or tails out of a sick nation? Obama is the head of the nation. He has no leadership whatsoever. He's a vacuum. He's a living vacuum. He has no standards. He has no values whatsoever other than self-aggrandizement and pushing the liberal agenda. So instead of coming up there and bringing the people together, he again pits people against each other with the gun story. He had a golden opportunity, Lenny, to talk about medication, the overuse of medication that we have to look into the overprescription of Prozac-like compounds, which are too often, unfortunately, associated with acts of violence. All right. I think that's enough. I'm going to hold it. I'm going to send you a copy of Government Zero, and then I'm going to take a break. No, I'm not. It's too early for a break. I want a couple of more callers. The U.S. is an existential wasteland. No, I don't think that's correct. The U.S. is a moral wasteland. That's not an existential wasteland. Now, if you want to start saying who did this, come on. A lot of forces. Hollywood would come to the top of the list. Katzenberg, Ratzenberg, Spielberg. Geniuses at what they do. Brilliant. And I'm a movie lover. But every movie is anti-family, anti-Christian, anti-church, anti-straight, anti-sanity. Every movie they produce. And where does it go to? It goes back to the concept of the anti-hero that was popular in the late 50s, early 60s, mainly the 60s. The James Dean character was an example of the anti-hero who was first seen on the big screen. I didn't even want to think today, but now I have to think for you. Remember James Dean, Rebel Without a Cause? He turns like he's a sullen kind of guy. The anti-hero started with him in movies. And as a result of that, every movie's been about an anti-hero. And recently we've seen a few heroes, such as American Sniper, for example. Or the one that Wahlberg did, which I loved. The Last Survivor, Lone Survivor. We are occasionally seeing a movie with some heroes in it. But by and large, the negativity about people that's portrayed by Katzenberg, Ratzenberg, and the others, whose names I can't remember, are probably the number one reason. Then you put in the video games. Obama could have said we have to eliminate violent video games because they're warping too many brains. Why didn't he do that? They're not protected by the First Amendment. You can't yell fire in a crowded theater. Well, you can't warp the brains of young children day and night with games where they see killing and they think it's not real when they're actually killing. Right? Why don't we talk about that? And so, look, we could do this all day long, and I guess many of you want to do that, truthfully. You know, and we will. If you want to call on this, it's 855-407-282. But it's interesting to me that here I am on a Friday of the biggest week of international news of a long time. Russia bombs in Syria, sneaks in troops and planes and ships under morons' nose, and all of the contractors in the Pentagon didn't see this happening. They're busy studying their manuals on political performance for the KGB that runs the Defense Department. They sneak in a huge military presence. They start a bombing campaign. They tell America to get out of Syria, and we're not talking about it. No one's even calling about it. Anderson Cooper dropped the story. He had the Bush jacket ready to go to Syria. Till the shooting. Then he hung it back up and changed outfits for this flight. It's a new pair of tight dungarees now for Oregon. Maybe a lumber jacket would be. Let's see, what should I wear? Maybe a check jacket? Yeah. Try the check jacket, Anderson. It's a form of lumber. But it is summer. Well, get me something lightweight with a check on it so it looks lumbery. With pockets. No, that doesn't work. How about a fly fishing jacket where I could put devices, reported devices? Yeah. Fly fishing. That's good. That's what's going on. I'm too cynical for my own good. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust to protect my wealth with gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
It's a very sad day in our country. Look, everyone's, you know, upset by this. The invisible president of fish rots from the head down. We can see right through it. We're living in a banana republic under this administration. What do I mean by that? Here we have war in the Middle East, a slap in the face to this invisible loser. The whole world's laughing at him behind his back. Anyone who has a brain knows that he got trumped by Putin. That's an odd use of words. He got Putin by Putin. Yeah, he got Putin by Putin. And we're talking about a horrible shooting in Oregon, which was so convenient, wasn't it? It leads the conspiracy theorists to talk about that they have people controlled and on drugs and they release them when they need them. The CIA has them in secret places and they let them. Who knows? We should have armed guards at every school in America. Every school in America should have an armed guard. You know how many cops in New York don't work? They're sitting at desks doing nothing, collecting a huge check, calculating what they're going to make when they retire. I mean, let's be realistic here. Do you know how many people in the Pentagon do nothing except sit there and figure out how to screw the public on a contract as soon as they get out of the government work? Put military on the schools. Put an armed guard in every school. Put a National Guardsman on duty in every school during school hours. Protect our children. I just got this from social media. MMA fighter Sean Whalen writes, "We guard banks, Wall Street, president, congressmen, senators, governors, monuments, money, jewels, athletes, stadiums, concerts. Do we guard children, guard schools? Nothing." No. So long overdue. That's what the president should have said. That as a result of this tragedy, as a result of medication, and there's too much medication being used, we're going to look into video game usage by this evil killer and this Christian hater. We're now going to assign National Guardsmen to every school in America. We're going to ask every state governor to offer protection to all of our schools because our children are precious. That would have been a proper statement of leadership. After all, there are countries where there are military forces protecting houses of worship. In Israel, they have army now protecting synagogues because of the numerous shootings and bombings by the wonderful practitioners of the Religion of Pieces. All right, we know what the story is. Obama is a very, very dangerous demagogue, to be very literate about it. Can you be an undangerous demagogue? Yes, you could be a powerless demagogue, or you could be a very powerful demagogue. So, to be more specific, Obama is a powerful demagogue who has failed miserably on the world stage, and as a result, he leapt like a vampire to capitalize on this horrible shooting, which is no doubt the result of medication, video games, and other factors which nobody will mention. And the targeting of Christians should have been first and foremost in the mouth of the president, who will say nothing about the dangers of radical Islam and the dangers that Christians are facing, not only around the world, but here in the United States of America. Christianity itself is under attack. A fish rots from the head down. The phone number is 855-407-282. Don't try to call because you can't get on. Go to michaelsavage.com and see the profiles of the heroes. Give money to the hero. And check out Government Zero when you're checking out the hero.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected talk, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
But that is inclusive, and the only way to accomplish that is for Mr. Assad to transition, because you cannot.
The comedian is giving a speech right now.
In the eyes of Syrians.
The comedian who failed on the world stage is now giving a speech at a press conference about Assad has to go. Let's listen in.
If Syrians make. And I said to Mr. Putin that I'd be prepared to work with him if he is willing to broker with his partners, Mr. Assad and Iran, a political transition. We can bring the rest of the world community to a
broker. Can we broker a political transition to get Obama out of the White House? Can we bring in a net? Is there any power we can broker this with? Can we transition him somewhere to the UN or something?
And try to pacify the population is just going to get them stuck in a quagmire. And it won't
quagmire,
work.
Not quagmire, but okay.
And they will be there for a while if they don't.
Oh, now he's telling Russia they're going to get stuck in a quagmire. You hear this?
I also said
the great commander in chief here.
The United States and Russia and the entire world have a common interest in destroying ISIL.
Oh, really? Then why haven't you done it for over a year now? Who are you fooling?
Regardless of what Mr. Putin said, was that he doesn't distinguish between ISIL and a moderate Sunni opposition that wants
between
to
see ISIL and
Mr.
an icicle. No one knows the difference anymore between ISIL and an icicle.
And that's a recipe for disaster, and it's one that I reject. So,
Mr. Obama, can you tell us how you feel having been slapped down by Putin after your closed-door meeting?
Technical conversations about deconfliction.
No answer?
So that we're not saying U.S. and American.
Mr. Obama, can you tell us how it feels to be laughed at behind your back by all of the world now that they see that the king has no clothes?
To our belief and our policy that the problem here is Assad. And the brutality.
I have a question. Mr. Obama, please, I have to break in right now. Mr. Obama, could you tell us how it feels to be found out finally at this stage of your presidency?
Work with all the parties concerned.
Won't answer the question, no matter what I do.
We are not going to cooperate with a Russian campaign to simply try to destroy.
Mr. Obama, how do you feel knowing that Russia's doing what you said you were doing, but you obviously were not doing for the last year? Can you explain why the U.S. Air Force, the most powerful in the world, has not been able to take out a ragtag bunch of bums in pickup trucks, Mr. Obama?
Is one that, if we're ever going to have a political
Again, doesn't answer my question.
Need.
I'm sorry, I won't be thrown out of this press room.
Driving.
I have legitimate credentials from the American people. I demand an answer.
Creating a situation in which they are decapacitated, and it's only strengthening ISIL. And that's not good for anybody. In terms of our support of...
Mr. Obama, can you tell us your favorite cookie flavor?
I made
this is ABC News.
Early on.
Could you please tell us what your favorite ice cream is, the one that you eat with your children at night while watching reruns of Cheers?
Either. But that it was in our
Mr. Obama,
to
lighten things up today, can you tell us what your diet is for your dog, Bo, what he eats?
Opposition inside of Syria, because eventually...
Okay, NBC News now. Sir, can you tell us if Bo is a happy dog, or would you say, would you characterize him as a sad dog?
...who we're working with that we can help...
All right, one more question now. CBS News, please. Sir, can you tell us what your favorite ice cream is?
And so we will continue to support them. The training and equip program was a specific initiative by the Defense Department.
Sir, could you tell us if you're going to need psychiatric help after the meeting with Putin when he beat you back? Sir, could you tell us your sense of humiliation when he told your generals to get your planes out of the way so he could bomb the Free Syrian Army, sir?
And I think that the Department of Defense would say the same thing.
Okay, sir, one last question. Can you tell us, please, how you felt after that meeting with Putin when he did what he wanted and you were seen for what you are?
The response we'd get back is, how can we focus on ISIL when every single day we're having barrel bombs and attacks?
Sir, is it true that the CIA gave gas to the fake Syrian army to gas his own, to gas people, and you blamed it on Assad? Is that true? Is there any truth to that rumor, sir?
At them from the West. So what we're doing with the training equipment...
All right, you won't answer that, so I'll ask another question, a little lighter. Okay, sir, when you go skiing in the winter, if you ski, and I don't know, do you know the difference between icicles and ISIL?
ISIL out, seeing if we can build
on
that.
I'm sorry. You say ISIL. I say ISIS. Intelligent people say IS. And that has an I in it, which is Islamic. Sir, so for the final question, sir, from the American people is, why won't you use the word Islam with terrorism when even the Prime Minister of England chastised you for this the other day at the UN, sir?
Civil war, and that is going to
again no answer.
Turbocharge ISIL recruitment and jihadist recruitment, and we're going to continue to have problems. Now, last point I just want to make about this, because you know sometimes the conversation.
Sir, is it true that you decimated the military so badly that it can't even fight a war anymore, sir? Is there any truth to that?
Mr. Putin had to go into Syria, not out of strength.
Mr. Obama, you won't answer a single question, not even one about your favorite oatmeal cookie.
Mr. Assad was crumbling, and it was insufficient.
Sir, can you tell us why you have such a hatred for Assad?
And money. Now he's got.
Sir, can you tell us why the American people distrust you so much?
And the notion that
Mr. President, can you tell us why you're shrinking, both in size and in stature? The longer people see you,
there's a vacuum there. I didn't see after he made that speech in the United Nations suddenly the 60 nation coalition that we have start lining up behind him.
Coalition? You have one person from each nation that you bought off, like you have five troops fighting Assad. Cost us for $400 million. You're supposed to have 50,000 troops, and you have five people left. What coalition? Where's the coalition? Where's the coalition? What is he talking about? He thinks it's World War II now with a coalition like D-Day.
Does that mean that we could not see...
You know when he stretches out that, you know the mind is spinning to invent.
Recognize that it is in their interest.
That stretch out of a vowel, that...
broker a political settlement.
Or should we break away from the oatmeal conversation?
We're prepared to work with
Sir, can you please help the American people figure out how you keep so fit? This is from Reuters. Yes, I'll take that question. Reuters. Can you tell us how you keep so fit? Is it oatmeal or is it yogurt that you eat in the morning?
But I think it is still possible. And so we will maintain lines of communication. But
okay, no answer. So, sir, regarding your sartorial splendid... uniforms that you wear every day, your suits. How does your tailor keep up with your reduction in weight? Does he modify them? Do you get new suits? What?
Status quo ante.
Again, no answer.
The kinds
no matter
of
how I ask it. Even about a suit, I can't get an answer.
Against moderate opposition that Russia is engaging in.
Sir, is it true that there is no moderate opposition to Assad, that they're really just fronts for ISIS? And that's your end game? Is to bring down Assad by all means? No answer? All right, we'll take the next question from the stooge.
Julie, throughout this process...
Again, it'll answer Julie, but not Michael.
...constantly looked for a easy, low-cost answer.
Okay? What?
Whether it's we should have sent more rifles in early, and somehow then everything would have been okay.
Rifles?
Or...
You sent in gas. What do you mean rifles?
I had
You set up a fake army to look like Assad's men. You gave them gas from the CIA storehouse, and they used it on civilians so you could blame them. Is that true or false?
Folded. The Assad regime would have folded, and we would have
again,
suddenly
Assad.
Seen a peaceful
All right,
Syria.
Should we listen to this or not, ladies and gentlemen of the Savage Nation?
This is a hugely difficult, complex problem.
Oh, it's a hugely difficult, complex problem. So what is it, beyond his pay scale? What was he hired to do, solve simple problems? Like how to beat up the American people?
Enormous time and effort and resources with the very best people. And
you are the very best people? Where are they?
And the Iraqi people.
You have people who can't get jobs in a regular walk of life that work for you.
It's still hard.
If they had any brains, they'd be working for somebody else.
In Afghanistan.
They need a government job so they collect a pension.
By virtue of a lack of effort on our part.
Sir, one last question. When you leave office, would you protect Josh Ernst from war crimes trials for acting like the Goebbels of our time, for having lied for you so long, sir?
So when I make a decision...
I won't answer, no matter what.
The level of military involvement that we're prepared to engage in Syria, I have to make a judgment based on... Once we start something, we've got to finish it. And we've got to do it well. And do we, in fact, have the resources and the capacity to make a serious impact, understanding that we've still got to go after ISIL in Iraq. We still have to support the training of an
Iraqi
military.
Sir, isn't it true that any other world leader would have taken out ISIS in about a day or a week if they really wanted to take them out, sir?
In Afghanistan.
Sir, isn't it true, as Michael Savage says in Government Zero, that you have decimated the military so badly that they can't even fight a war against ISIS? Would you care to comment on that, sir?
Sought out a wide range of opinions about steps that we can take potentially to move Syria in a better direction.
Sir, is it true that you want to offer ISIS jobs training programs here in America so they put down their guns and pick up a burger flipping tool like a gridiron?
And the refugees that are traveling in very dangerous
circumstances. Sir, is it true that your policies caused the refugee crisis in Syria as a result of the Arab Spring that you so roundly embraced after Hillary Clinton created it?
Children drowned trying to escape war.
Sir, is it true that you came out of the meeting with Putin and you were so terrified that you looked like a scared rabbit, as some are saying?
But what we have
Sir, why do you have such a hatred for Vladimir Putin, who used to be our ally? What is it about him that you hate so much? Is it that he's a Christian, that he's a martial artist, that he's strong? What is it that you hate about him? That he's bald? What is it that you don't like about Putin? That he speaks Russian or what? What is it?
Engagement will solve the problem. And we will find ourselves either doing just a little bit and not making a difference.
Well, that's what you've done with ISIS. You've done just a little bit and made no difference because you're not really pursuing the war. They're your factotum army against Assad, some would say.
We can't sustain.
Sir, is it true that there are Wiccans in the White House now, which explains your behavior?
People offering up half-baked ideas. As if
well, you have fully baked ideas, and that's why I brought up the oatmeal cookie question, because you're very good at baking lies.
The challenges involved.
You bake them like oatmeal cookies. Don't give me any half-baked ideas on how to defeat ISIS, like use the Air Force properly. That's absurd, because bombs kill.
What exactly would you do?
Well, you don't want to use bombs, because we're peaceful people. We want to convince ISIS to put down their weapons and pick up gridirons and sell burgers throughout Syria.
A bunch of mumbo-jumbo. So, these
See,
are
the longer he goes on, the less, you know, he says. You all right, turn him down for 1 minute. Anyone listening to this, did you hear him say anything definitive about anything? No, which is why I mocked him. I'll be back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
My Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com. It's the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Call 800-BUY-COIN.
Communistic. Or a plot by me to, take over. And stay in power for ever or something.
He's showing psychosis now. It's like Nixon.
Conspiracy theories that flow
this guy's like a Nixon now. Now it's like a pity job.
Ratified,
we're listening in on a psychotic right in front of our eyes now. He's doing a Nixon.
On occasion.
Am I the first one to notice this?
So
he's pulling a Nixon.
We got to change the politics of this. And that requires people to feel, not just feel.
Sir, here's a question from Radio Land out there from Michael Savage. Can you tell us why you haven't mentioned the hero Chris Mintz, who was shot numerous times trying to protect others from the killer? Sir, you're not answering us. Can you say something about the fact that he picked on Christians, the shooter, and he's a mixed-race, teetotaling Nazi?
Great on other stuff. For a couple of election cycles, you got to vote against him. And let them know precisely why you're
here he goes. From the president, all of a sudden, he devolves into the community organizer.
And you just have to, for a while, be a single-issue voter, because that's what is happening on the other side.
Oh, now it's a single-issue voter. Here we go. Selling gun control.
I mean,
okay.
The NRA has had a good start.
You know what I think I'm going to do tomorrow? Go out and buy a gun. I have a whole case, a safe. I'm going to buy another one now, and ammo.
You got to give him credit.
Just to spite this liar. I'm going to buy a new gun tomorrow. I'm rushing over to my gun store.
But they know how to stir up fear.
If you hate Obama, you should buy a gun.
They know how to raise money. They know how to scare.
They know how to raise money. That's all you do for a living. The last time you were president was when you ran for office and pretended to be president.
And
again, here goes a Nixon job, a meltdown.
Them in their sense of urgency, if we're actually going to stop this. Which isn't to say stop.
Why don't you talk about antipsychotic drugs? Why don't you talk about the fact that this animal was a Wiccan who shot Christians? Aren't you ashamed of yourself?
Part of original sin. But...
Sir, is it not true that you were raised as a Christian?
Are just a lot higher than other places that, by the way, have the same levels of violence. It's just they, you can't kill as many people when you don't have.
Sir, why don't you direct the world to the Heroes GoFundMe page instead of lying about guns and the Second Amendment?
Saddened about what happened yesterday, but Arnie's going back to Chicago.
Oh, now it's Arnie now.
Let's not forget this is happening every single day.
Arnie's going back to Chicago. I think there's a song in that. I do write songs as a hobby. I can write Arnie's going back to Chicago. I can set it to a Dixieland jazz band. Arnie's going back to Chicago. We get Fats Domino to play it.
Trying to get to school.
No one knows who Arnie is.
Broderick, we were down in New Orleans sitting down with a group of
men. Here we go again. A personal story now. The minute they go to a personal story, Arnie told me I'm going to turn it off. Sir, is it true, as Michael Savage says in Government Zero, that you've created zero education in America through Common Core? And that's why Arnie is really resigning, sir?
We got to make a decision.
Sir, isn't it true that you hate charter schools because they're not controlled by the government?
I don't think it's normal. I think it's abnormal.
Normal? Wait, did he just say that? Did he say, I don't think it's normal?
I can't do it by myself.
He is cracking up.
Main thing I'm going to
do, he's thinking about what normal is. No, this is the sign of psychosis here.
And hope that over time...
We're seeing, it's like Humpty Dumpty.
Changing enough.
This is a Humpty Dumpty. You know, he had a great fall. Putin knocked him off the wall.
We start
and the egg cracked. He's freaking out over that. If he starts taking Russian lessons in addition to Arabic, I'm leaving the country. Where is he? Did he stop or is he just hearing my music?
He said he won't sign another short-term CR. But as you know, yesterday Secretary Liu announced.
All right, we had enough already. Now it's gonna be oatmeal cookies now in the dog bowl. You got the Stooges now.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Now, able to dig themselves out of a massive recession, put them in harm's way. Wrong thing to do.
President Zero is speaking now before a group of his Vestia reporters. And while he's rambling on with his double talk and lies and breaking down into a Nixon moment, did you hear the Nixon moment in the last segment? I heard it first. People will pick up on it now. You'll read about it probably tomorrow. He just had his first overt Nixon moment in public. He said, people say I want to stay in power like a communist and I want to take total control and I'm not leaving after this. Well, that's crazy, he said. Nixon moment. Next, you're going to see the two fingers up at the victory signs on the helicopter. Oregon shooter Chris Harper Mercer was born British and supported the IRA. This just came out. British-born. Support for the IRA, the terrorist movement that attacked British PM Thatcher. He was associated with the online username IronCross45, which the Express claims is a possible reference to the Iron Cross, a German military symbol reintroduced by the Nazis. That's clearly what it is. It adds, a user with the same name spent almost £100 on a Nazi SS officer's cap on a different website more than 2 years ago. Okay, so there it is. A nut, in plain English. Why analyze it too carefully? A nut, a loser nut, sex-starved, on drugs, period. While left-leaning U.S. outlets have seized on Harper Mercer describing himself as a conservative Republican, on his dating profile online it has not yet been ascertained whether this was a reference to his Irish Republican views, which he shared with State Senator Democrat Bigwig Ted Kennedy. Oh! And the scarcely conservative Republican Representative Peter King. He wanted everybody to be happy, said his stepsister. Well, I guess he was sending them to heaven to make them happy. Unfortunately, if he had guts, he should have stayed in the military and sent the mullahs onto heaven, where they get the 72 virgins. They would have been very happy over there. There's nothing more that you can make of this. Just nothing more you can make of this. Nothing. You know, a rabbi once said to me, no matter which, when you try to pick up crap with a stick, no matter which way you turn it, it's still going to be crap. And that's what this piece of you-know-what is. Whatever you touch is going to see the same garbage. Is he still speaking, the president? I don't want to confuse people. I don't want them to think I'm insulting the president like that. Okay, let's go back for a minute, see if I can take it. Let's see what he's up to.
That when they act up, when they are disturbed, when that particular individual has a problem, that they can't easily access weapons that can perpetrate mass violence on a lot of people.
All right. Very good. We all agree on that.
Again, I
can you explain why you are not attacking the overuse of prescription drugs?
We are inherently more violent than any other advanced nation, or that young men are inherently more violent in our nation than they are in other nations.
I think you should subject all young men to testosterone reduction therapy. And I think that would be a valid part of your new Obamacare, that all young men over the age of 13 after puberty have to have their testes altered so that they're more acceptable to the feminist movement.
United States and other advanced countries. What is different is homicide rates and gun violence.
Well, you egged on the homicide rates in Ferguson with your loose tongue. You egged on the burning of Baltimore, you and Eric Holder. Why don't you take some responsibility for it, Mr. Obama?
The impulses are necessary.
Mr. Obama, is it true that you take no responsibility for anything that you do?
Access to more powerful weapons.
Mr. Obama, is it true you don't recognize that there is a consequence for loose lips sink ships?
Julie Edwards.
Thank you, Mr. President. You just said that you reject President Putin's approach to Syria and his attacks on moderate opposition forces. You said it was a recipe for disaster. Mm-hmm. But what are you willing to do to stop President Putin and protect moderate opposition fighters? Would you consider imposing sanctions against Russia? Would you go so far as to equip moderate rebels with anti-aircraft weapons to protect them from Russian air attacks? And how do you respond to critics
who
say Putin
is... Can you tell us if there are any moderate rebels, Julie? How do you know there are moderate rebels? It's not a fiction of the CIA, Julie.
I've heard it all.
No, wait. Wait a minute. The radio audience wants to know, can you actually tell us for sure that there are moderate rebels in Syria, that they're not a fiction of your administration?
Not just critics, but I think people buy this narrative. Let's think about this.
Let's think about it. Ding dong school.
America had precipitated the worst financial crisis in history, dragged the entire world into...
I don't know if I can listen to it much longer. It's kind of fun.
We were involved in two wars.
Sir, how come you haven't mentioned the Army vet who brought down the shooter in Oregon with his bare hands before he was shot by brave police with guns? Sir, how come you haven't had the Army veteran hero brought before America? Why didn't you go to the hospital to visit him, Mr. Obama, instead of sulking in the White House eating oatmeal cookies?
We're shedding 800,000 jobs a month and so on and so forth.
Here we go. He saved America now from the crisis he created.
And today...
The whole administration... The strongest... They create a crisis. Bush did, by the way. Don't think I'm just hammering him.
One of the few bright spots.
Will you shut him off for a minute? This is my show, not his. 6 months before Bush left office, I said to you that Bush's spending is so reckless that I'm declaring Bush to be a fiscal socialist. Raise your hand if you remember that. You do remember that. I also said to you in August of that year before Bush left that you ain't seen nothing yet. He's about to do something that you can never imagine. I said that about Bush, didn't I? So I really distrust the entire establishment. I'm an outsider. I see it for what it is. They're manipulating us. They're playing with us. They created us a climate that would permit us to elect this doofus for the president. So now what is Obama trying to do before he leaves office a year from now? God only knows what's left. I mean, check off the list. Guns, let's see what else. Global warming, check off the list. Maybe he could put the sun out before he leaves. Maybe he could send a mission to the sun with the actor in it, with the Mars actor. Now he lands on Mars, that actor? I'm not going to go see him on Mars. How could you sustain a plot with a man on Mars for the whole show? At least with the movie where the FedEx plane crashed, he was on an island. You can relate to that. You can imagine yourself eating a coconut and catching a fish. Who wants to be trapped on Mars marching around with a suit on? I don't know what people go to. Who can tell? They go sit like idiots, eat popcorn. Sitting like idiots, put their hand in the popcorn. What a country. You can sit and watch the idiot. Okay, what? Turn it back on.
I think it's
what's
really
the fun frigging to laughter now?
To understand.
No, I'm sorry. He's going Nixon.
Russia's not stronger as a consequence of what they've been doing.
Oh, no. They're weaker.
They get attention.
Yes, it's a sign of weakness. Defending your national interests is a sign of weakness. Just ask me.
...are still in place.
Well, the reason I'm concerned about Syria's sovereignty and not my own and is because I don't want America to have any sovereignty. Can't you see that by now? Are you that foolish?
...of strength because the United States is not subject to sanctions. And we're not contracting 4%.
Excuse me, Mr. Obama, are you recognizing the fact that the EU itself has said that the sanctions you imposed on Russia have cost the EU $100 billion last year and that you're damaging the EU? Sir, wait a minute. Answer that. That your stupid girls who surround you, the idiots in your sorority who came up with the sanctions on Russia, have actually hurt the European Union as much. Sir, you're not answering the question now. Be fair.
Inside of Russia, which may be why the Beltway is so impressed, because that tends to be the measure of success.
Yeah, and so you're admitting your poll ratings are in the toilet, of course.
Of course, it's
the fake poll ratings that you can't gin up anymore.
But this is
over
not
there. I think I'm going to start to filibuster this speech in a minute. Either I could turn it off or filibuster
and
it altogether.
What Russia's now done is not only committed its own.
He's rambling on. He went into the accent now.
A situation in which
he switched. Must be hard for him to remember which accent to use.
Sees
the southerner,
as an
the oppressed
enemy.
Minority.
But
the effete white boy from Honolulu, he doesn't know which one to be.
He's going to see it as
the man who never held a job in his life, the former pothead.
Those barrel bombs landing on kids.
What barrel bombs?
At a time when
over and over, the rhetoric is barrel bombs, barrel bombs, barrel bombs, barrel. What barrel bombs?
Its own borders that it needs to worry about.
You're talking like you're over a Cracker Barrel now.
I want.
Okay,
Russia
let's break away to a caller on the Savage. Marty on KQH. I'm not going to listen to the president for a minute. What's on your mind?
Hey, Dr. Savage. You mentioned a couple times about the Oregon shooter being Wiccan, and I called because when I was younger, I had personal experience with that. I was unfortunately raised a Democrat and got into Wicca and drugs around the age of 18.
Well, sure, that's the religion of the Democrat Party in Oregon is Wicca.
Right, and I was eventually landed in jail and was lucky enough to meet a jailhouse chaplain who also introduced me to your radio program in 2005, and that helped to cure me of the mental disease of liberalism. And
well, of course, every host wants to hear something like that, a great success story, but I don't doubt that you're telling the truth. Marty, I mean, you see things for what they are. You know, you've been through to hell and back. And you've had to change your whole life to come back as a normal human being. I mean, I cannot believe what I'm watching. This guy is a cult leader. Obama's starting to look more and more like Jim Jones than the President of the United States.
Definitely.
I'm telling you, Marty, it's a tough time for anyone with any rational brain to put up with this any longer. Is there any way to get regime change over here? Can we call in another superpower to help us to come in and help Obama transition out of the White House before the end of 2016, is there any way to get regime change prior to that? Marty, stay on the line. I'm going to send you Government Zero out in a week or so. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com.
Deeply moral. Then it makes me want to be better. Makes me want to do better.
We're listening in on the verbal flatulence.
Those people are great gifts
right
to the
now.
World. And sometimes they're just a teacher in a
the
class.
The verbal flatulence that is emanating from the White
and
House now is sufficient to raise the temperature
neighbor.
Of
and
the
sometimes they're your mom.
Atmosphere by 0.1 degrees
sometimes
centigrade over a period of 100 years.
Yeah, you know, they can encourage you to be better.
Okay, so here is a man who is in such trouble because of his failures on every level, that he's standing up there just posturing and babbling on and on, instead of directing people to the Heroes GoFundMe page. There was a hero, by the way, in the shooting, a former Army veteran who charged the animal shooter with his bare hands. And Obama hasn't mentioned him once. Did you notice that? Has Obama mentioned that this guy targeted Christians once? No. God forbid he had targeted Muslims. God forbid. Oh, my God, the government would be in overdrive about hatred and targeting minorities. All right, let's try it one more second. I don't know how much longer I could take. Give it 30 seconds. What's he doing now? I can't see. Is he going to give me a cooking tip? Diet advice? Oh, he left. Thank God. Okay, we can rest easy now. Could you? How do they rate these things? They go back. You did great. Oh, sir, you were amazing. You wowed them. Thumbs up. Imagine all the sorority girls with the smiles. Adjusted the makeup in the mirror in the room. Great. Oh, unbelievable. Josh Ernst is in tears right now. Has to, like, reach for a Xanax. He got so excited. Then the news media. Chris Matthews must have to go get, like, napkins to wipe himself from what just happened. Anderson Cooper must be broken down. They have to, like, resurrect him for the show later. He must be broken with tears. Imagine Anderson Cooper just probably weeping hysterically. His master just spoke. Record 94 million Americans not in labor force, lowest since 77. It's all on the top of the Drudge Report. He doesn't make up the stories. 56 million women not working. Jobs up only for immigrants, down 262,000 for native-born. Payrolls disaster. Fed never going to raise rates. Bank stocks tumble. Markets at panic levels. Did anyone ask him a question about the economy? No. Not one question. Mr. Obama, since you claim we're going through the greatest recovery in history, how come these numbers are so horrible? Not one. Mr. Obama, how come you didn't say that the gunman singled out Christians during the rampage? Not one. Mr. Obama, how come you didn't single out the Army vet who was shot seven times trying to save others? Why didn't you give out his GoFundMe page, which is on michaelsavage.com, sir? Answer. Because I am what I am. It's the old story of the scorpion and the frog. He walked them across the river and gave them a sting job. All right, you got the picture. It's Friday. Lighten up. Okay, WJR, John, fire away. What's on your mind?
Yes, I noted Obama a few minutes ago made a very in-passing reference to the gun violence in Chicago by saying it was simply an evolution of what was probably fist violence from prior times. He slipped in an answer.
What violence? It was an evolution of what violence?
Well, he didn't say evolution, but he said that previously what would have been handled by fist fights is now being handled by guns. And this, to me, was his easy answer to this consistent failure to address the massive problem of gun violence in Chicago.
What do you ascribe the gun violence in Chicago to?
Well, it's certainly cultural, but it also has to do with...
Yeah, of course it's cultural, but you can't say that because that sounds racist, right?
Well, exactly, but you can't, but he has...
And number two, there is a solution to gun violence in Chicago and Oakland, which is send in the National Guard to seize guns from the gang members in these districts where the gun violence is occurring. Take their guns away.
Certainly.
You know, I keep hearing about guns. Start with the problem, where the problem is. Start with the gangs. Take their guns away.
Won't do that because it points out the failure of his ability.
Okay, let's follow the idiocy of liberalism. He wants to take away guns from the law-abiding citizen. How does that attack guns in the hands of the mentally ill and guns in the hand of gang members? It doesn't. So all it does is make the people in the middle class more vulnerable.
Of course. Certainly. You're not wrong.
Isn't that what he wants? Doesn't he want to attack the kulaks? Isn't that what he's doing?
Well, he's very sensitive because of the fact that he comes from Chicago, and he's failed to...
Right. And his good friend, whatever his name is, the godfather there. I forgot it already. His brother runs the agency in Hollywood. What's his name there? I don't remember his name. Who's the mayor of Chicago?
The former Clinton.
Yeah, we can't even remember it. The two brothers there took over America. The father was a member of the Israeli Argun, and the two sons did very well in America. One runs Chicago, the other runs Hollywood.
I mean,
this is the Savage Nation. The phone number is 855-472-H. The website's michaelsavage.com. The book is Government... Richard... No, come on. Richard Daley died 10 years ago. That's my staff tells me Richard Daley. Can you believe this? They didn't know the mayor of Chicago. Come on, guys. You're smarter than that. Yeah, no kidding, Rahm Emanuel.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of unprotected thought, borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Well, we roll into hour number three on a roll here. What's this? I'm joking.
an active shooter at UCC, 1174 medical aid. We have a report of one person shot. UCC, 1140 Umpqua College Road, an active shooter.
Okay, those are the actual 9/11 tapes. I don't know if I can listen. Just a minute or two. Give us 30 seconds. That's it.
Somebody is outside one of the doors, shooting through the door. There is a female in the computer lab.
That's horrible. The Antichrist shooter was a teetotaling Nazi, bought an SS hat, came from England, despised Christians, and Obama said nothing about his Christian attack on Christians. Moreover than that, Obama is such a loser as a president. He didn't mention the hero Chris Mintz, former Army veteran, 10 years in the military, who was at the college student, rushed at the gunman with his bare hands, shot numerous times to protect others, and your president, your low-life president, didn't take a minute out to say anything about him, nor telling people to go to the GoFundMe page. Nothing. It's a repeat of history. Remember the three heroes on the French train? What did Obama really say about them? Nothing. Why didn't he say anything about Chris Mintz? Nothing. Why? Okay, you know the reasons. I don't have to go over and over the same points every day. It gets boring. Chris Harper Mercer, pictures of the shooter. Well, okay, let that go. Media war against Russia's airstrike. Airstrikes on ISIS aimed at ousting Russia from the Mideast, says the Russian news agency TASS. Okay, well, that's their point of view. Hey, did you see this little story? The president of Argentina said that Obama tried to convince them to give Iran nuclear fuel before they did the deal with Iran. Oh, really? And she's a leftist, no less. And she said that. Huh. How do you like that? The Argentine president said Obama administration tried to convince us to give Iran nuclear fuel. That's a dead story already. You know, Netanyahu went home with his hat in his hand. It's over. Israel's beaten. I don't mean on the battlefield, don't get me wrong. But on the field of diplomacy, Obama has destroyed Israel. Humiliated Israel. He beat Netanyahu to a pulp, which should make all of you liberals very happy. After all, Netanyahu loves his people, loves his borders, language, and culture, loves his Jewish religion. This should make you Wiccans very happy. There goes another one. Check it off. Israel gone. Obama neutralized them. The only thing left that he needs to knock down in order to take over the whole world is Russia. The darn Russia. God, if that damn Putin would only get out of the way. Then he can have a perfect world that he runs after he leaves office, if he ever does. Did you hear his speech in the last hour, the Nixon moment that I pointed out? He drifted off into a Nixonian moment. Some people say I'm going to stay in power long after my regime. They say that I'm a communist. No, it's not true. It's not true. This was a Captain Queeg job. All he needed was the two steel balls in his hand rubbing together with the strawberries on the table. That's too esoteric a reference. Now, I'm very self-critical lately because I realize my references are so esoteric no one knows what I'm talking about. Like 1,300 people probably know what I just said. Out of an audience of, let's say, an average quarter hour of three football fields, maybe 300 people understood my reference to Captain Queeg, the two steel balls and the strawberries. Who? No one even knows the novel or the movie. This is a product of being too literate. Too academic in some ways. I admit it. I'm not really as let's say, as simplistic as the average hot dog eater. I'm not as simplistic as your average cigar-smoking, hamburger-eating talk show host. I can make it as simple as that for you. I can't do a show, though. You want me to just do that and revert to that? Democrats bad, Republicans not good, Obama horrible, liberals horrible. We got to beat up liberals every day. Who's going to listen to that? Well, apparently a lot of you do. That's all you want to hear. You're working in an auto shop somewhere with the machines going. You just want to hear the same thing every day, and that's okay. That's the way it goes. You're not going to buy Government Zero. You don't read. Most of you Eddies who you love this show, but you don't know what I'm talking about most of the time. You don't read. You want to read about exposing military destruction or you want me to exposing the Pope's hidden agenda? You don't need that in your body shop. The sound of the wrench is taking off the hub. I'm not knocking it. I watch car shows. I don't know where the audience is anymore. I mean, I do and I don't. It's not like the show's not doing well. It is, but the thing is, I'm telling you, the show is changing, radio is changing, the world is changing, and I have to change with it. The problem is I can't be anybody but myself. So I'll continue to be myself. I will conduct business as usual, because it's all I want to do. Like, did you think it was wrong of me to ridicule Obama during his press conference? Now, many of you will say, no, I loved it, Mike. But there are actually people out there who say I insulted the office of the presidency and I had no right to do it. Well, they're wrong. Why shouldn't you insult the office of the presidency when the president himself has insulted the office of the presidency more so than I could ever do? He insults the office of the presidency every day by making it about himself and failing the American people. And secondly, if I only did it to Obama, you would maybe have a scintilla of a point. But I've been doing this for 21 years. I've ridiculed, I think I ridiculed Nixon. I'm joking. Nixon was not in office when I started. I certainly ridiculed Bush when he gave press conferences. If I see BS, it's my job to get up here as an entertainer, educator, and do my shtick. I did it, I did it to Nixon. I almost said Nixon again. Who was the last president? Bush. Was it Bush or Nixon? I don't remember. With the victory fingers. I confused them with the victory symbol. Where is Bush now? He's probably making a good buck giving a lecture tour, bumbling his way around the world. Going around giving talks to the church groups, synagogues. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the former president of the United States, George W. Bush. I want to... And he brings out like a little vial of weapons of mass destruction. He shows them a little tiny vial of the fluid, proving that there were weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. Why would anyone pay for it to go to a speech like that? Over, I can imagine, a rubber chicken dinner somewhere at a Rotary Club. I'm not jealous. I don't give speeches. I'm going to start giving... No, I'm not going to give away the store. I'm going to do speeches in a new way soon, where I don't even have to travel, where I can continue to sit alone in a room with no lights on at night. Like the shooter. What is that? Is there something wrong with sitting in a room alone at night with only one light on? They said that's what the shooter did. He was a loner and he wouldn't talk to his neighbors. That's a plus as far as I can tell. Who wants to talk to their neighbors when they're hypocrites? How was the garbage pickup this morning? Not bad. Did you hear the noise of that garbage truck? Yeah. Mm-hmm. Did they take everything out of your can? Well, really, they left a few napkins on the bottom of the garbage can. That's what I want to talk to my neighbor about? Okay, I don't want it. All the calls are about Obama now. Okay, let me take one about Obama. Joe on WMAL, what's on your mind? Go ahead, please. Joe, yeah, you're on the radio. Go ahead.
Well, we're talking about President
Say Obama. Something already so I can eat my fruit salad. Tell me when you're going to start. Joe, you're on the radio. Go ahead. Now I can eat a piece of cantaloupe. Go ahead.
Talking. You can't hear me?
Yeah, thank you. Unbelievable. They won't even play ball with me. Now I'm stuck talking with cantaloupe in my mouth. You know, live radio is difficult enough. I'm eating a piece of fruit. I thought the guy would talk, and I'm stuck now talking with cantaloupe in my mouth. Let's try John, WBOB. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dr. Savage. I appreciate the time. You know, this double talker just finished saying how he is so upset with American violence, yet he tells us to open our arms to those south of the border. Guatemala, 36 violent murders a day. El Salvador, 48 violent murders a day. Honduras, 40 violent murders a day. And yet,
are you talking about Oakland, California or Honduras? Where? What are you referencing, Chicago or Honduras or Guatemala? It sounds like lower levels than in Chicago.
But those are the ones he's embracing and bringing in.
Well, sure. How else to make an omelet but to break a few eggs?
So
look, we know he's a hypocrite. We understand that, and he hates America. Everyone knows that who sees his history. The man hates the country's foundings. What more needs to be said than has already been said? The man is a rolling disaster. All right. I don't want to do Obama bashing. It's too obvious. And we don't have to do it. Every time he speaks, he looks like he's bashing himself. Can we move on beyond, let's say, the Russia? No, let's do a Russia call. Lou on WABC, Russia call. Go ahead, please.
Yes, Dr. Savage. I think we're being a little too naive if we believe that Putin would give the United States only 1 hour notice to not fly against his air force. To me, it sounds like this was already set up with Iran, Putin, and the U.S. Because one mistake and the entire U.S. Opinion would turn against Putin. So I'm not sure if indeed that was something that was such a...
Well, that's interesting. I don't think it's an implausible suggestion. How's that for high class? I'm sounding like a diplomat now. I don't think that's an implausible suggestion. It's so not me to say that, but I don't think it's an implausible suggestion. In other words, maybe they did tell him behind closed doors, look, Mr. Obama, we're going in, and... But wait a minute, but an embarrassed Obama, so I don't know that that could be, that's valid at all.
I don't think he cares if he...
You know that Obama would never let anyone overtly embarrass him. He is absolutely not going to let that happen. He can't take it. He's too insecure for that.
The reality is that they hacked all the emails.
Who knows what they did behind closed doors? Do I know what all these actors on the world stage do? Do we really know what they do? What are they? Who knows what they worked out? What do I know? My right lung hurts me now from thinking about it. Probably the cold fruit salad after the taco. I'd like to know about Obama's diet, man. I'll tell you that I put on 10 pounds in the last month worrying about world events. I am. It's a shocker. I've been in a pretty steady weight for a long time. All of a sudden, in 1 month from all of the events, and I'm burning at a higher rate. I can tell you I'm burning at a higher octane rate than I have in a long time. I'm burning for 3 straight hours. I'm burning hot, and I'm gaining weight. It's got to be the diet. Got to be. I would like to know what Obama eats. I really would. I'd like I think he could make a fortune as a diet book writer. After he'd do better writing diet books than he would running the world. He'd be happier, too. Remember Richard Simmons? He can get a pink jumpsuit or a blue one, do an exercise class, the thin man's diet. Oh, I just gave away a fabulous idea. God. Why do I talk out loud like this? I should have kept it for myself. I could have done a digital book, The Thin Man's Diet. Someone's writing it already. They're calling agents in New York. Guarantee you. Bob, I have an idea for a book, The Thin Man's Diet, like you just thought it up. Great. Write up a page, a proposal. Okay, it's genetic. What else is in the news? Look at Scandinavia to see what's coming to America. Michael Savage newsletter. Let's see what's in Scandinavia, what I'm talking about. I'll read it to you. In today's issue, noting a remarkably candid TV interview with a Muslim leader in Norway who describes Islam as a political religion that is incompatible with Western civilization, Dr. S. told his listeners to look at the Scandinavian countries to see what's coming to America. Savage said, take a look at what's going on in a small country like Norway, and you'll know what liberals can do to a country. First, it was drugs, by the way. Long before the Muslims, liberals were the ones who put drugs into the arms of children in Norway. They took those beautiful Nordic people and they put heroin in their arms. That's what liberalism did. They argued for needle exchange programs. They argued for liberalization of drugs and sex, and they destroyed Norway. And then after they destroyed the very manhood, the very blood of Norway, what did they do next? Not only to Norway, but to all of the Scandinavian countries after they wrecked the manhood of those nations, in came the Muslims. They brought them in. And they didn't just bring in Muslims who wanted to be Norwegians. They brought in fanatical throwbacks who wanted to kill anybody who did not believe in their primitive view of the world. Same thing here. Happening right here. There are Muslims who know what ISIS represents to the world. They want to kill ISIS more than you do because they know them better than you do, but Obama's not bringing them in. This is the Savage Nation. You can find all of that on michaelsavage.com.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hey, our Savage Nation is sponsored by SwissAmerica.com, the only company I trust for wealth insurance, gold and silver. Call 800-BUY-COIN. It is an extremely complicated puzzle, this Syria business. And for anyone to pretend that they have the answer is ludicrous. The fact is that Assad's military has been shrinking, not only because many soldiers have been killed, but many have fled, leaving Syria. Many of the so-called refugees that are in Europe are former members of the Assad military, incidentally, by the way. And the fact of the matter is that when this is all over, and it will be over, incidentally, It will be over. There will be a political solution after Russia gains the foothold it wants and has a power position from which to assert its interests at a bargaining table. There will be a settlement. I would envision a partition of Syria with Russia holding a large swath of the entire coastal region of Syria, along with the capital. And I don't think Assad's going to be there. I believe that they will so-called transition him out of office because of his lack of popularity. And they'll put someone else in there who's more friendly to Russia. And there'll be other divisions, obviously. And if you look at a map of Syria, you can pretty much imagine that Iran's going to take a good piece of Syria, incidentally. You look at ancient lines, territorial lines, and you can pretty much figure out who's going to get what. So Iran will take a piece. That's why they've moved troops in or will move troops in. I would suppose a piece of Iraq, an expansion of Iraq could be seen possibly as well. And at the end of the day, maybe the people will be forced to come back from Europe and get them out of there. Because you cannot take in millions of refugees with any degree of sanity or safety. And I think they're going to have to be repatriated to Syria once peace prevails and go back and rebuild their country. Can I direct you to the GoFundMe page for the Oregon Hero? You can find it on michaelsavage.com right next to the Government Zero ad on michaelsavage.com. Send them $10. I don't get a dime of it. He's the hero.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
Everything is gay. Every story. You have to, everything about the Pope, another story about a gay now. If I read about the Pope and Christianity, I have to read about a gay met him. Vatican disputes Davis accounts. He meets with the woman who was persecuted by the gay community. If they could have, they would have burned her alive. So the Vatican did one good thing on the trip. They had Schmendrick meet with her. Now they said that they didn't meet with her. Here's another story. Why are we giving health care for illegal aliens? Well, already in California, which is bankrupt, despite what Jerry Brown says, the state is bust. Will nation follow California on health care for immigrants here illegally? Why don't you just expand it to Mexico? Why don't you have sign-up clinics in Mexico and get everyone in Mexico to have free health care? That'll make all of the gangsters in the health industry very rich. Obama dumped Arne Duncan. This is an interesting story. He was the worst education secretary in my lifetime. Why did they get rid of this creep? I don't know. Arne Duncan, who on Friday was reported to be stepping down as Secretary of Education in December, blah, blah, blah. Why did they get rid of him? Does anyone know why they dumped this guy? States had to agree to a teacher evaluation system based on measures such as student standardized test scores. Oh, in other words, Arne Duncan, as bad as he was, wanted the kids to pass at least a test. So that's why Obama got rid of him. Oh, and Duncan wanted more charter schools, and Obama can't have that because the charter schools are independently managed and exempt from some of the rules that govern traditional state schools. Duncan also promoted aggressive school turnarounds, which meant in many places replacing the entire staff at a school or closing a school with its union-represented workforce and replacing it with a charter school. So in other words, Arne Duncan was not as bad as you would were led to believe, and Obama wanted to get rid of him because the unions wanted him out. And those who don't want the kids to know how to read, write, or add wanted him out. How do you like that? So I figured it out for you, but you're not interested in that. What a country we're living in. How can we live through another year with this man? The bottom line is, here it is, before I go to the break. I had to wake up today and say, is Obama as bad as I think he is? The answer is definitively worse. And I had to say, okay, why do I say he's worse than I think he is all these years? Because you have to check yourself every time you say it. You have to say, are you really overreacting because you're a conservative and you want to appeal to your audience? Is he that bad or worse? Are you doing it because of race? We have to do it. We give this guy triple and quadruple benefits of the doubt. And every day he doesn't disappoint us. He's far worse than we imagined. Media war against Russia's airstrikes on ISIS aimed at ousting Russia from Middle East, says the Russian news agency TASS. I put it on my site as well. You know why I had to go to TASS news agency? It's gone from the media. For 2 days, your doofus president had nothing to say about the greatest disaster in his life. his complete and total embarrassment. And then conveniently a shooting occurs in Oregon, convenient for him, by the way. And he comes out on a tear against the Second Amendment. And the morons in the media drop the war. Neil Cavuto doesn't even know there's a war going on. No, they forgot already. All of the suits on Fox News are not covering the war anymore. The heels are back, clicking about the shooting. They brushed out the hair, put on the glossed up the lips, and the war is over. Murdoch said the war is over. It's bad for the Democrats, a war. It's bad for the Democrats. It's bad for Hillary to show that the war is going on, and the moron in the White House not only started the war, but also looks like an idiot on the world stage. So now all we hear about is guns, 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 control. And of course you're going to call about it. I get it. I'm just going off on my own tirade. According to Russia Today, the Russian Air Force destroyed an ISIS command center and a training camp. You don't believe that, of course, because America's Izvestia says the Russians are only attacking positions of the good guys who are out to get rid of the bad guys. So you make it very simple for the American people. They can follow you. Assad bad. Those with tight dungarees and iPhones are good. Russia bad. America good. Obama a genius. Now, I hear that Kerry's going to get another first Nobel Prize because he gave Iran a nuclear weapon. But that works. How does that work that you get a Nobel Prize for giving a terrorist state a nuclear weapon? Obama says Washington responsible for mass shootings. A visibly shaken president? He didn't look shaken. He looked psychotic to me. He wasn't shaken. He was enraged. It was false enrage. The fraud came out. The invisible man, the thin man came out, goes after guns, goes after Republicans, instead of going after meds, instead of going after the deranged policies of his own, which has caused millions of people to be displaced in the Middle East. God knows how many were killed because of this lunatic's policies. Amazing, huh? It's crazy. So let's start at the top. The president is the problem, not the solution, with regard to almost everything in the world. Where does he stick his nose into a gun debate? When even the most radical Supreme Court justice in history, well, the second most, Kagan or Kogan, Colgate, whatever her name was, Lusa Colgert, when she said that the Second Amendment is established law, remember when she was going through hearings, the commie that they found somewhere in Brooklyn, Kagan, and they grilled her on the Second Amendment. She said, the liberal, the Second Amendment is established law. So what is Obama hammering the Second Amendment for? Because he's a failure on every other amendment. He's squashed the First Amendment, the Third Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment, the Sixth Amendment. So now he's got one left, the Second Amendment. If he could, he'd eliminate the entire Bill of Rights. You know, I was thinking about it. You know, you can get crazy about this and make jokes about it. What can you joke about? What can you joke about this idiot? I looked him up. We did a little research because it said he came to Oregon from L.A., so I said, really, what was this thing in L.A.? Here we go. Chris Mercer formerly lived in L.A. and attended a school for teens with emotional disabilities. Uh-huh. Records show Harper Mercer lived in a ground floor apartment on Arlington Avenue in Torrance with his mother, Laurel Harper, from 2011 to 2013. The owner of the building said he did not know them and neighbors did not recall them. That's all. Lists of Daily Breeze graduates from 2009 showed Harper Mercer graduated from the Switzer Learning Center in Torrance. Switzer teaches students with learning disabilities and emotional issues. Records show they moved to Winchester, Oregon in 2013. All right, what can you make of that? Nothing. Nothing. Profile describes not religious but spiritual beliefs. And linked to a witch group. Yeah, a witch and Wiccan group. Witches are bad. Many of you listen to the show, witches, I know that, but that's a bad scene. You have no morals whatsoever. If you have no guideposts, you can do a thing like this. You understand what I'm saying to you? This is why when religion dies, a nation dies with it. Okay, what else do you want me to say to you? You know the hero who stopped him? An ex-Army veteran, 10 years in the Army? Ran at him with bare hands and stopped this piece of human trash? Yeah. He got shot, what, five? How many times? Four or five times, and he didn't die? Well, he's got a heck of a life against him, ahead of him. Surgeries, may not walk again. So we researched the fact that his family set up a GoFundMe page. His name is Chris Mintz. He's the good guy. We're not talking about the Antichrist shooter who was a mixed-race, teetotaling Nazi. That's right. The shooter was a mixed-race, teetotaling Nazi. I'm sorry if I offend teetotalers, Nazis, but the fact of the matter is he was just like Hitler. He didn't use alcohol. He also looked like he was sexually frustrated, and I'm not going to joke about it. This is the second one in a row now of another loser on a college campus who's sexually frustrated, who starts shooting a school up. Which leads me to think, and not so comically, that maybe Obamacare ought to have a checkbox for government-funded sex workers. That for a dollar, you know, like a dollar you get one sent by Obama, in order, if you feel like killing anyone, check this box and call 1-800-SEX-WORKER, and the government will send someone to take off your tension. I could see that happening under Obama. The hero was shot five times, and he has a GoFundMe page. Oh, it's here. Donate to Oregon shooting hero Chris Mintz. Please go to michaelsavage.com, and you'll see his Donate Now page. Maybe I can get you to go to my page by going to go to his page. But if you go to michaelsavage.com, I don't make any money off it. I'm not selling anything. You don't have to buy a book or a suitcase or a rug, a toupee, a mustache, a pipe, nothing. You don't have to buy a bong or a floor mat or a Bill O'Reilly loofah, nothing. Go to michaelsavage.com. The second box has a link to the hero, Chris Mintz, shooting survivor, who attacked the animal with his bare hands. So far, they've raised $123,000. This guy's going to need millions of dollars. So instead of buying a beer this weekend, you know, send him $10. Gunman had white supremacy and anti-religion leanings, sources say. That's as far as the liberal area Times will say. Gunman had white supremacy and anti-religion leanings? No, it was anti-Christian leanings, morons. Obsessed with guns, here we go, and wore body armor and had extra ammo. Oh, that, you know what that is to a liberal? When you say body armor and extra ammunition? You know what that does to a liberal on the Upper East Side of New York? If you were to stop a liberal on the streets of New York and just say, sir, what do you feel about body armor and extra ammunition? Can you imagine what they must go through? Just asking the question get you shot in New York. The tax squad will take you down. Anti-government white supremacy leanings. Unclear whether he carried the ammo during the shooting. The attack left 10 dead. Why did I have to say including Mercer? I have my feeling about him is he's less interesting to me than the dog crap I picked up this morning. That's what I think he is. He should have been flushed a long time ago. Mercer was obsessed with guns. Here we go, guns again. Let me see how many times the liberal area Times can say guns. Mercer was obsessed with guns, left behind an angry, hate-filled note. Was not authorized to discuss the investigation. The gunman who was killed in a... Again, the gun. They worked in the gun in the fourth paragraph. The gunman who was killed in a gunfight. Five times now. Gunman, gunfight. Instead of psycho who was killed in a psycho fight. Also like to discuss military history. Well, there it goes. They should ban Military History Magazine. And I think all military books should be turned over to the government and burned. Hanlon said in an interview neighbors, I think, to learn more details about Mercer. Probably he was a loner, and he didn't talk to his neighbors. That's all. Didn't talk to his neighbors, a loner. None of the victims of age. Here's the word gun again. Sixth paragraph. Gunshot wounds to the abdomen and head. Four men, one was discharged. One had a gunshot wound to the foot. Latest attacks on education, but gun control. Every paragraph now in the liberal area Times is gun. Gun control, guns, gun sale. Sixth paragraph, person, gun sales. Letter to Dice and Biden after shooting at Newton County. And White House failed to push for gun control. I just remember to think about how they can get our government to change the laws on guns. Obama said there is a gun for roughly every man, woman, and child in the U.S. How many guns surround him? How many guns protect a thin man? I hope and I pray that I don't have to come out again during my tenure as president. Sounds like a college teacher with tenure. Can we get rid of tenure on campuses and in the presidency? But based on my experience as president, I can't guarantee that because of guns, and that's terrible to say. That's the LA Times, which I call the liberal area Times. Be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The Savage Nation is sponsored by Swiss America, the only company I trust with my financial future. Call 800-289-2646 or SwissAmerica.com. There were no traitors in Congress. If they were, they were rooted out by McCarthy and the others. They found them out, and they ridiculed them and put them in prison. The spies were found. So Elvis Presley was king. I mean, it was unbelievable what a world. Dwight D. Eisenhower was president when I was a kid, a war hero, as opposed to this one. Can you imagine Dwight D. Eisenhower, what he'd be doing right now in the world with Russia, with Syria? God. So the gunman who killed 9 people served in the army for a month before being thrown out. That just came out. Oh, yeah. There's a little bit more you haven't heard of yet. The gunman who killed 9 people at the Oregon College served in the army for a month in 08 before being discharged for failing to meet administrative standards. Military records showed. CNN, citing law enforcement sources, said the animal, the human turd, had left behind writings that showed animosity toward black people. Wow. How is that possible? His mother was black. What is this? Another self-hater here? See, this is the problem. You have to analyze this from a psychiatric point of view. And I'm not going to go into this. 5 pistols and a rifle, hate-filled individual, anti-religion. It's not anti-religion, it's anti-Christian. See, right away the news says anti-religion. He didn't say anything against Muslims. Didn't say anything against Hindus or Buddhists or Jews. He was anti-Christian. He didn't have people stand up and say, I'm a Buddhist, and shoot them. Now look at the teacher he shot in the head that he started with. He picked out Christian students for killing. He said, good, because you're a Christian, you're going to see God in just a second. He said Stacy Boylan, the father of one injured woman, and then he shot and killed him. That's sickening. First he shot a professor at point-blank range. Isn't, what's his name? Was that Mr. Shapiro? Nice guy from New York. Listen to this. I could put the story together in a second. This guy must have left New York years ago, the professor, for a quiet life in the boondocks of Oregon. He's teaching a little literature class there, no pressure on him. He likes fly fishing, and this happens. This is unbelievable. He leaves the mean streets of New York, gets shot in the head in the boondocks of Oregon. Who are the police officers who killed this piece of turd? The killer died after... I always think about the police have the nerve to go in and get into a shootout, and you put them down, you animal, you. You put down police because Eric Holder put in your brains that the police are no good? Who else shot this guy? The anti-gunners would have gone in there? Anyway, look, that's the whole story. This is sickening. 9 killed, 7 wounded. Timbertown, former Timbertown, 180 miles south of Portland. Little junior college there, nothing. Mercer lived in an apartment nearby. Winchester. Number of firearms. A neighbor told the AP that Mercer, quote, seemed really unfriendly, would sit by himself in the dark in the balcony with this little light. What kind of stupidity is that? I sit by myself in the dark at night after a show. What do you want me to do, go to a party? I mean, if someone could see me at night, they'd say, he sits by himself in the dark with his dog and watches television. Who am I hurting, though? What, you don't sit by yourself and watch a TV show at night with a little light on? Everyone does.
Savage.